Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Every Wednesday afternoon, we do our very best here at Lunchtime Live to bring a little smile to your face, to tell you about the good news that's happening here at home and across the world. And Cathal O'Sullivan is with me in studio today because there's plenty happening.
Andrew, there's loads happening around. My reason to be happy we'll get to a little bit later on.
Yeah.
But first off, a heroic week for Irish sports stars around the country. The transplant team from what is, I suppose, the Irish transplant sport team came back from the World Games, which is the World Transplant Games in Germany, with 28 medals, which is incredible.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So like they've came home with 11 gold, 12 silver and 5 bronze medals. So these are people who have had transplants or have also been a donor, which is just like you go through something incredible in your life like this. And yet you're still able to take part in kind of a sport at the like top level. And one of the people who was there, he's a living donor, Ivan Kinahan from Dublin. He donated his kidney to his son, Sam. He took part and he took home gold this year.
I competed in the 5K run myself on the Monday, and I'm delighted to say that I won the donor category in that. And a lot of my fellow teammates did spectacularly well in that event as also.
Yeah, incredible. And actually, an Irish athlete, Tony Gartland from Carlow, was the first person in Ireland to undergo a liver transplant in 1993. And he was honoured at the opening ceremony.
Amazing.
So that's lovely to see athletes from Carlow, Clare, Cork, Dublin, all over the country. 28 people strong team and 28 medals. So it's incredible.
Huge return.
Absolutely brilliant.
From that to special needs assistance.
Yes, this is a great story. It's really, really nice. A new national award hopes to offer the chance for special needs assistance across Ireland to be recognised and celebrated for their work. So it's an SNA Support and Inspire National Award, and it's been launched by a woman called Anissa McQueenie. And she's an SNA and advocate for the profession. She founded the SNA Support and Inspire Network, and she wants to set up this award just to, I suppose, empower SNAs around the country. They do incredible work. They are part of, I suppose, our school system, helping those
with
special needs.
It's great to see them getting recognition.
Yeah, and like they help so many students around the country. She was driven to establish this award just because she's seen similar awards for university lecturers and teachers. And I suppose like that, like you and I say, the SNAs do great work around the country. There's an incredible prize for the winner. Nominations open until the 7th of September and the winner announced on the 20th of October. Mm. So something really nice for your SNA out there if you are thinking of nominating them.
Where do you do that?
So you can do it on the online form. So it's the Support and Inspire Network. So it's online form. You can do it. Schools, teachers, principals, students, anyone can nominate.
Okay.
So it's great.
Now, if you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Potato, potato, potato joy. Potato time for the potato boy. Potatoes for all to enjoy. Come on and celebrate with the potato boy.
Andrew, this is one of the funniest stories of the week. Like, it's just gas. I spotted it this morning. It's a schoolboy in the UK called Lenny Sarton. And there's one food that I'm sure he would love to eat for the rest of his life. It's a jacket potato. Are you a fan?
Like, I never take them. You know.
Yeah, like, I don't
look
have...
Look at all the things, Lord.
I don't have them all that often. But when I do...
Years.
And he has a very specific thing that he likes with his jacket potato. It's beans and cheese. And so at 18 months, when he was the age of 18 months, Lenny decided that he liked jacket potatoes with cheesy beans. And he didn't stop until now. He has had an estimated in around 2,500 in his life. So this was the only food that his parents, Kaylee and Lewis, found themselves feeding him every evening.
Right.
This is all he wanted for his dinner. But on a happy note for his parents, Lenny underwent cognitive behavioural hypnotherapy by a man called David Kilmurry in the UK. And a 2-hour session has released him from the shackles.
Cured him.
It's released him from the shackles of the baked potato. And yes, he has started to eat fruit and veg and the whole lot. But yeah, I'm sure he'll be going back at some point to his beloved jacket potato. But
yeah,
they were just like, it's gas that he had spent his whole life just eating these, and a 2-hour hypnotherapy session has worked.
I remember when I was in college in Galway, there was a restaurant called Spud House. And it was across from the college campus, and we used to go there so regularly. Maybe I was like little Lenny. I didn't know.
There is a kind of a trend on TikTok though at the moment. Spud Bros,
yeah,
and the Potato Brothers and the
they're
Twins
all over the UK.
everywhere there's vans and people are going mad for them. They get tuna, they get coleslaw, they get the whole shebang. Like, I don't think they're as huge a thing here in Ireland necessarily.
No.
But certainly for Lenny, like having 2,500 to 3,000 in his lifetime, and he's only, I think he's only seven. So from the age of maybe 1.5 to 5 years, having nearly 3,000 jack potatoes.
Imagine. Jack potato hypnosis. Unbelievable. A lot of people are going to be excited about this though here at home.
Yeah, will you watch The Traitors Ireland? It's coming to RTÉ.
I will, because there's so much hype about it. I've actually never got into it, really, to be honest.
So I actually only got in last year in the like most recent season of the UK one, and I've not watched the US one, and I haven't gone back. But basically, there's a room of people, they're faithfuls and traitors. There's three traitors nominated by the host, Siobhan McSweeney, who I suppose is someone that I think we've seen her on the Great Pottery Throwdown. We've seen her in Derry Girls.
Derry Girls,
she's
yeah.
so oh, she's funny. Super. She's just gas. But actually, she said she was a bit nervous about hosting.
I really, really, really am nervous about it. I'm nervous about it because it has such... everybody's so excited about it, and that's not sort of where you want to be. You want to be the underdog. We're Irish. We like to be the underdog, right? Mm-hmm. I like sort of surprising people with like, oh, well, she didn't mess that up as much as we thought she would. And instead people are going, oh, this is going to be really lovely. Thing is, I suspect they're right. But I'm still nervous.
Yeah, she's just gas. Oh, it's in Slane Castle, like an iconic venue. They take part in tasks to, I suppose, try and reveal who the traitors amongst them are. There's a killing every evening. So like the traitors kill one of the faithfuls. But I've often seen in the last series of the UK one where traitors kill each other. So try and like backstab, and it's really, it's just great television.
It's this Sunday it's launching,
this
isn't
Sunday,
it?
So there might be a few heads up at Electric Picnic, but a lot of people will be watching or catching up on The Player. And like that, you have the option to watch Uncloaked as well, which is kind of almost like the after show. Kevin McGahern, the comedian, hosting, few Irish faces that you'll see kind of dissecting the show. And also Shrine Pod, hosted by Rebecca and Brendan and Hannah, they're kind of reviewing the series as well. So that's a good nod
That'll
to them.
Worth tuning into for that as well. Now, this is my reason to be happy this week. I think I'll take my whiskey leave, my coffee back in my bed at three. Pink Pony Club, I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. Yeah.
Andrea, it's my favorite time of year.
Sound of Electric Picnic.
Yeah, well, me being from Laois, I think it's actually my 10th year in a row camping, or maybe 9th.
Do you actually camp at it when you
live at Laois? You don't. You set up a tent and have a base to go back to.
Well, I tell you, I am highly insulted. I haven't had an invite to the O'Sullivans. I'm getting the bus up and down.
Jacinta O'Sullivan, if you're listening in Lanzarote,
I am fierce, but you can tell her
we'll have the fry on and the scones ready. Electric Picnic. It's a great time of year, and just despite what people are seeing online and from Carla Weather and whatever.
Yeah, and I know we only talk about the positive news here, right, on a Wednesday, but I'm not loving the weather. I'm hopeful.
Yes.
I'm hopeful. We've 48 hours
and
to turn it around.
It's the hope that kills. But look, I'm trying to keep it positive. There's rain jackets for sale all over the country. Wellies, get everything sorted. And look, there's tents around the whole site of Electric Picnic. Pop in, sea axe, different things like that. And just enjoy it for what it is, I suppose. Look, a bit of rain never killed anyone.
Who are you most looking forward to seeing?
I think it's very cliche to say Chapel Rowan, but she is one of the stars of the last kind of year, 2024. I saw Hosier in 2019 and he was incredible.
I've never seen him and I've heard amazing things.
Good.
Yeah,
also the likes of Fatboy Slim will just be incredible on Saturday night. And
I won't be there Sunday, so I'll miss Kings of Leon, but I'm looking
like
forward to
that. Kings of Leon, I know like two or three songs, but I've always loved the closing act of EP. We had Kylie last year. We had The Killers the year before. It's just one of the best times of year. And I think people out there listening right now need to be positive.
Yeah, positive.
To be happy.
Super positive. That's it. That's all we want to talk
about. There's a few
heads
I was talking to this morning listening out there. So yeah, keep the vibes good, guys.
Keep the faith. Cathal O'Sullivan, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.